The Changing. There once was a boy named Rowan, and Rowan was a happy child. He had two parents who loved him very much, and he had lots of toys to play with. Sometimes Rowan would bring his toys to school and play with them at recess, but he stopped doing that after he got bullied by some jerks who kicked his toy truck.
"Grow up, you baby!"
That made Rowan sad, because he thought playing with toys was the best thing about being a kid. But Rowan's classmates didn't feel the same way, and they were always trying to act older than they really were, mostly by wearing dark sunglasses. One day, when Rowan was in class, he felt a strange tickling sensation under his armpit. He didn't know what it was, so he asked his teacher, Mrs. Pennington, if he could please be excused to use the restroom. When Rowan got to the bathroom, he took off his shirt and was shocked to see a single hair growing from the center of his armpit. Rowan didn't know what to do, so he put his shirt back on and returned to class. And when he sat down, he felt like everyone in the classroom could tell something was different about him, even Mrs. Pennington. When the final bell rang, Rowan ran all the way home. He knew his mother kept some tweezers in the bathroom, and he couldn't wait to use them to pull out that hair. But when Rowan took his shirt off, he could see it was too late for tweezers. Now he had many hairs growing from the center of his armpit. Suddenly, hair started sprouting all over Rowan's body, and before long he was practically covered in it.
Sprong, sproing, boing.
By now, Rowan was totally panicking. He went through his parents' bathroom cabinet to see if there was anything that might help, and he found something he thought would do the trick. Hair remover. But there's a reason kids shouldn't be poking around in their parents' bathroom cabinets. Because 2 seconds after Rowan opened the bottle, he passed out from the fumes.
Faint.
When Rowan woke up, he was in his bed. At first he thought maybe the whole thing with the hair was just a bad dream. But one look at his arm told him it wasn't.
Groan.
Rowan's parents walked into his room, and he was afraid they were going to be mad at him for opening that bottle of hair remover without asking. But they didn't look mad at all. In fact, they seemed kind of happy. Rowan's parents said they'd been waiting for this day for years, and it was time for them to have the talk. Rowan thought they had already had the talk when his parents told him how babies were made, but they said this one was a totally different talk. His parents said that sometimes when a child turns a certain age, their body starts to go through a changing. And that made Rowan sad, because he liked himself just the way he was. By now, Rowan thought he knew where this was heading, so he asked the question that had been on his mind all day. Am I becoming a man? Well, that made Rowan's parents laugh and laugh. And Rowan felt embarrassed because it took them a long time to stop laughing.
Ha ha ha! Ha 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 ha!
After Rowan's dad wiped the tears from his eyes, he said Rowan was still a boy, but he was a different kind of boy. And when Rowan asked what he meant by that, his dad gave him some bad news.
You're a werewolf, son!
This was definitely not what Rowan wanted to hear. But when Rowan's mom saw the worried look on her son's face, she said this was a day to celebrate. Rowan's parents told him he came from a long line of werewolves, and suddenly, the pictures of his hair-covered ancestors on the staircase wall made a lot more sense to Rowan. Then Rowan's parents gave him some more bad news. They said they were both werewolves, too. Rowan started remembering clues growing up that should have told him his parents were werewolves. Like that time he saw his mom shaving his dad's back. And that car ride when he heard his mom howl at a full moon. But he guessed, deep down, he didn't want to admit the truth. Then Rowan started crying. He said he just wanted to be a regular kid and have a normal life. But his parents said a werewolf could live a perfectly normal life as long as they kept on top of their grooming and hid who they really were from the rest of the world. Rowan didn't want to hide who he was, though. He had always been taught to be yourself, and that's what he planned to do. But Rowan's parents told him there are ignorant people in the world.